Wretched Radio begins in 3, 2, 1.
God knows how to repay you.
I start giving on that level so that God would owe me.
Whatever you do right now, don't you stop tithing.
Harvest responds only to seed, not to prayer.
I have the biggest house of any preacher in America. You know why? Faith insists on possessing possessions.
This is not about material wealth. This is about God in His providence orchestrating all of history in order to bring about that which we need more than anything else, and that is to be rescued from God.
It's time for Wretched Radio with Todd Friel.
We have a winner. It's the Pope.
We're not gonna take it. No, we ain't gonna take it. Oh, we're not gonna take it anymore.
This is Wretched Radio, the winner of the Twisted Scripture. See what we did there? And not only punny, current, relevant, hip, and groovy. The winner of the Twisted Scripture Award goes to the Pope, citing Matthew 25, to encourage the American government to have more liberal immigration policies. What's the problem with Pope Leo's understanding of Matthew 25, where Jesus, here's a hint, tells individuals that genuine salvific faith of an individual bears fruit? He was not addressing governments. He was addressing people. This is your heart. When there is a sojourner in your country, welcome them, individual. It was not a government mandate to have an immigration policy that doesn't include borders. But Pope Leo, criticizing American policy, solicited a response from Mike Johnson, the Speaker of the House. It's worthy of a listen. I think there are two levels that we can learn a little something from Mike Johnson. Now, I think a caveat might be necessary. I don't follow everything Mike Johnson does or doesn't do. I believe he's a brother. I believe that this guy is really, he's born again. He's a Baptist to the core. He's pro-life. I know that. Now, all of his decisions, the political maneuvering. So if you've got some sort of a gripe with Mike, I'm not entering that fray. I'm just saying, I think we can learn a couple of things from his response to a reporter who said, so tell me, what do you think about the Pope and his comments about American immigration policy? Listen to this on two levels. One is theological. Of course, is that the most important one? It's really important. Is it more important than tone? Which is the second level on which I think we should be listening to Mike Johnson? This man's tone always strikes me. He's getting basically just grenades constantly lobbed at him from everybody, maybe especially reporters, politicians. And yet I've never heard the guy being snarky. And so I think we can listen to him and his theological understanding of immigration policy. And off the cuff, I think he did just fine. I'm sure if he articulated it on paper, it could be a little bit more organized, but he's speaking off of the cuff. I think it was like, oh, you want to talk about what the Bible says about immigration? That was the reporter's question. So I think he does a swell job with that, but it's his tone that just strikes me. The ability to answer questions that are hostile in such a manner that he just does not come across like he's mad at the reporter. He doesn't come across like he's mad at the reporter. Let's give it a listen, shall we?
Borders and walls are biblical, from the Old Testament to the New.
By the way, do you know how long it took Nehemiah to build the wall with the people of Israel around the city? 52 days. It's Nehemiah 4:6. Why? Because they were of one mind to work together. Oh, how good and pleasant it is when we dwell together in unity, we can get a lot of stuff done. A wall around Jerusalem was not a sin. Having borders, those are actually biblical, Genesis 9. Otherwise, you don't have nations. So Senator Johnson is exactly right. They're entirely biblical.
God has allowed us to set up our civil societies and have separate nations. Immigration is not something that's frowned upon in Scripture. In fact, it's welcome. We're to welcome the sojourner and love our neighbor as ourselves. But what's also important in the Bible is that assimilation is expected and anticipated and proper. When someone comes into your country, comes into your nation, they do not have the right to change its laws or to change a society.
Wow, wouldn't that be nice? There used to be policies about this. There might still be on the policies on the books. I don't know that they're being enforced. You had to learn how to speak the language. You need to have a sponsor so that you didn't go on a welfare program. Somebody was willing to vouch for you and say, yep, if they get into trouble, I'll take care of them. Wait, whoa, what? You had to learn American history. You had to make a pledge. This is now my country. It just doesn't exist anymore. Where does that come from? The Old Testament. That there were those who would assimilate. There were those who were a passing through, but there were those who planted in Israel. And those individuals then ultimately didn't receive full rights as citizens, but they received most of the rights as citizens if they would assimilate. And that included the religion, because nations are important.
They're expected to assimilate. We haven't had a lot of that going on. When people cite passages out of the Old Testament, they say, well, you're supposed to take care of the sojourner and the neighbor, treat them as yourself, welcome them in. Yes, but that is an admonition to individuals.
This is a little bit muddy. It does, but I think it was also directed at Israel. But they were also prescriptions that went with that welcoming. They had to assimilate. And we also see historically that Israel did have permission to move people outside of their borders. Who were they? The hostile ones.
Not to the civil authorities. The civil authorities are given authority under Scripture to maintain order. Romans 12, you want to do this? Romans 13.
I love that. You want to do this? All right. Bible sword drills.
Says that the civil authorities are God's agents of wrath to bring punishment upon the wrongdoer. And it says, if you do right, you have no fear of the civil authorities. But those civil authorities are necessary. It's a calling. It's a calling to maintain order in society. And we have not had that. When Biden and Harris opened the borders wide for 4 years, we had as many as 20 million illegals come across the country. And we all know many dangerous people, hardened criminals, child molesters, rapists, murderers, all the rest, terrorists who came into the country. We did not take care of our borders. Sovereign borders are biblical and good and right, and they're just, because it's not because we hate the people on the outside, it's because we love the people on the inside.
That's a really good, that's tweetable right there.
We should love our neighbor as ourselves, as individuals, but as a civil authority, and the government has to maintain the law.
Now, you could say this: if we believe that it is good to welcome the sojourner to the individual, and I do believe that the New Testament makes that clear, no matter which parable you're talking about, it's aimed at the individual, not at the government. And yet, if God wants us individually to welcome, then we should have a government that also desires to welcome immigrants. However, the Bible also talks about how a nation can have a border, how a nation can not allow certain people in, have rules of assimilation, and make those decisions for the sake of the people that they govern. So if our government legally allows somebody in, we individually welcome them. And I think we should be encouraging our government, hey, let's help people who are willing to come here and follow the biblical rules, not just let anybody. That's not biblical.
And that is biblical, and it's right, and it's just. And I'm happy to have this lengthy debate with anybody any time they want to.
Now, I don't know who put this together, but I thought this was just an awesome compilation. I think it was not the B created a montage. You'll recognize the voices. You don't need me to tell you who they are. This is an AI generated. I was going to say slew. That wouldn't be very nice. This is a montage. Is that a bunch of Democrats speaking on immigration?
Democrats used to believe that border security and immigration enforcement were just common sense ideas. Don't believe it? Take their word for it.
Americans are right to demand better border security and better enforcement of the immigration laws.
We simply cannot allow people to pour into the United States undetected, undocumented, unchecked.
We've had 5 million undocumented workers come over the borders. It has become an extraordinary problem.
Jimmy, was that Barack Obama? He was the former president, right?
I think so, yes. Okay. Yeah.
Democrat, right?
Yes.
All Americans, not only in the states most heavily affected, but in every place in this country, are rightly disturbed by the large numbers of illegal aliens entering our country. And we must do more to stop it.
Biden, yes or no, would you allow the cities to ignore the federal law?
No.
Any city should listen to the Department of Homeland Security. The city made a mistake not to deport someone that the federal government strongly felt should be deported.
Just because your child gets across the border, that doesn't mean the child gets to stay.
We do not think the comprehensive health care benefits should be extended to those who are undocumented workers and illegal aliens. We do not want to do anything to encourage more illegal immigration.
People say, well, why can't you stop illegal immigrants from coming here? And the number one answer we give is when they come here, they can get jobs, get benefits against the law because of fraud.
Illegal immigration is wrong, plain and simple.
Well, this is the craziest thing. Well, at least Bernie Sanders hasn't changed his tune.
Open borders. You're doing away with the concept of a nation state.
Oh, never mind. Thank you, Senator Johnson. Borders, biblical. Defending them, biblical. Deporting people who are not here legally or who will not assimilate. Biblical. This is Wretched Radio.
Let's be honest. You've earned your PhD in couch sitting. You know exactly which cushion has the perfect amount of give. You memorize where the remote lands when you toss it. You are a professional. Well, congratulations. Your expertise just became holy ground. Fortis Plus has officially arrived on your TV. That's right. Your sanctuary of relaxation is now an actual sanctuary. Stream biblical truth without moving a muscle, except maybe your thumb on the remote. Every single resource Fortis Plus produces is now available on that beautiful big screen you justified buying because, well, it was on sale, honey. From your phone to now on your Roku, Samsung, LG, Apple TV. Basically, if it has a screen and an internet connection, Fortis Plus is there. It's free to download the app. It's free to stream all of our content, funded by gospel partners who believe your couch time should count for eternity. Go ahead, stay seated, but download Fortis Plus first because your couch just got promoted.
Would you like the university experience without the, you know, university experience? The Masters University invites you to visit their campus, or you can visit them online at masters.edu/wretched to discover a Christian college that is biblical, that offers all of the academic excellence you desire: sports, athletics, arts, communication, all of the activities of, you know, a secular university without the, you know, secular parts. Please consider the Masters University online, or of course, on-campus learning, undergrad, master's, and doctoral programs. It's Masters University, the university with the university experience without the university experience. Masters.edu/wretched.
Look, I'm going to be straight with you. Every man knows what it's like to fight a battle no one else can see. You wake up, you're determined that today is going to be different. This time, you're going to be stronger than the temptation. But then evening comes, and there you are again, right back where you started. You're making promises to yourself that you already know deep down that you're not going to keep tomorrow. Here's what no one wants to admit. You can't win this fight with willpower. Trust me, if determination alone could break the chains of lust and sin, you would already be free. You've probably figured that out by now. The filters, the accountability apps, the promises to your wife or to yourself, they're just band-aids on a wound that needs surgery. Real freedom, the kind that actually lasts, it only comes when Christ changes you from the inside out. Not just your habits, but your actual heart. That's what Todd Friel gets into very deeply with his resource, Play the Man. It's available right now as an ebook, an audiobook, and video series only at fortisplus.org.
Important dates in Christian history. 1727.
A spiritual awakening at Herrnhut, Germany, launches the Moravian Brethren as the forerunner of modern Protestant missionary movements. This 300-member group sent missionaries to Asia, Africa, North and South America, and the Arctic. This is Wretched Radio with Todd Friel.
So stark, I had to check it. This is Wretched Radio, not the bee, posting a video. I believe it came from Elon Musk's account. It was titled in an article, "If this video played during the Super Bowl," which I don't know about you, but oh, I can't wait to watch Mr. Bunny at the halftime show. I think that's what you call him. Now, his friends just call him Bad. Reporters call him Bad Bunny, but, you know, much more formal. When he checks into a hotel, I'm sure it's Mr. Bunny. The point is the halftime. How ridiculous of a culture do we live in when we have to say that that we actually say that guy's name, that dude is Bad Bunny. We're going to let him call himself Bad Bunny, and we're going to have to say it too. You're Bad Bunny. And he's performing. And apparently, according to some people online, we're racist because we're not excited about a fellow who celebrates transgenderism and who is no doubt going to be taking a poke at ICE because he's thoroughly opposed to any sort of law enforcement in our country. I believe he's from Venezuela. Hey, don't we own Venezuela? Can't the president of Venezuela, I think his name is Donald Trump, can he put an end to this Mr. Bunny business performing at the halftime? Yeah. Somebody on the internet machine said, we don't want him performing at the halftime. We're not excited. We're going to watch the TPUSA thing that they're putting on, which I think you can find all over the place. I don't know how this stuff works, but it's on like Sling and what have you. TPUSA, there's a number of Kid Rock is the name that I reckon. He'll be performing, apparently a family-friendly halftime show because Mr. Bunny probably won't be family-friendly. And somebody said, we're just doing it because we're racist. Oh, okay. That's why we're doing it. Except for all of the other times that there have been people who weren't white performing at the halftime show. No issues. This is an issue because the guy is overtly promoting something that is so bad for people, so anti-biblical, so sinful. And then we just, TPUSA said, let's do an alternative. Nevertheless, the name of the article at Not the Bee was, if this video played during the Super Bowl. And these quotes, the montage that they put together, it's like I had to go back to the article during the break to go, they didn't AI this, did they?
A nation, like all nations, has the right and obligation to control its borders. And no matter how decent they are, no matter their reasons, the 11 million who broke these laws should be held accountable.
Huh. I'm like, that's got to be AI. They didn't used to talk like that. What's the sudden change?
Decades, these weren't controversial or radical ideas. The only thing that changed is them.
Exactly. And I'd like to meet that guy and ask him if he talks like that all the time, because I don't think that he'd get his food at the drive-thru. I want 2 quarter pounders. Call somebody. 911. Call help. There's a guy on there. Sounds just downright scary. Apparently, that is what they said once upon a time. What's changed? Yeah, of course, liberals have changed. They become more progressive, but it's really grounded in a worldview. This is all worldview driven, and it stems from a worldview that just simply isn't biblical. And that brings me to a bit of a dilemma. Jimmy, I'm kind of torn at the moment. I have a number of spoofs. I can't figure out which one would be the best one to play at this moment. What you got? I'll give you the option. You ready?
Okay.
If CNN covered Star Wars, that's a spoof.
Okay.
Yeah. And if liberals went back in time to assassinate Adolf Hitler.
Both of them are probably pretty good.
Let's see. One's 4 minutes long and the other one. Let's do the short one. We'll see if we've got time. Here we go. This is CNN. I don't think we need to play the whole thing. You'll get the point. Covering Star Wars in a world. Remember how every movie trailer, in a world where right is wrong and up is down, we present CNN.
Mm. Hello to our five CNN viewers. I'm Jake Tapper, First Order Fact Checker. We begin tonight with a disturbing report out of the Yavin sector.
This, by the way, this actually is AI. What's the Yavin sector? That's got to be some Star Wars sort of
thing. It's got to be.
Defense officials are telling us that the terrorist group known as the Rebel Alliance, a fringe coalition of religious extremists and smugglers, has launched a cowardly, unprovoked attack on the peaceful Death Star. Anonymous sources close to the Emperor tell CNN that this station was essentially a galactic housing project designed to bring affordable energy to the Outer Rim. Yet the radical rebel terrorists, led by the disgraced former senator and known white supremacist Princess Leia Organa, falsely claim it was a weapon. We are now joined by our chief imperial correspondent, Anderson Trooper. Anderson, what are you hearing from the core worlds?
The mood here is one of shock and outrage. Jake, I've spoken to several anonymous sources within the Imperial Senate who confirmed that Lord Vader was actually on a diplomatic humanitarian mission when his ship was aggressively boarded by these rebels. There is a lot of disinformation spreading right now. You have conspiracy theorists claiming the Empire destroyed Alderaan, but our fact checkers have debunked this. The official report clearly states Alderaan suffered a spontaneous planetary mining accident caused by rebel negligence. To suggest the Empire fired upon it is just baseless anti-government conspiracy theory.
Yeah, about that. Let's now, for your consideration, go back in time to progressives who, if they could jump into a time travel machine, would go back and, of course, kill Adolf Hitler. It's 1933.
So good.
Okay, Adolf Hitler is in a room writing something and somebody magically appears.
I'm a time traveler from the year 2025 and I've come here to kill you, Hitler.
Oh, not again. I'm never going to have enough time to finish these paintings with all of these time travelers trying to kill me.
Well, I'm going to succeed.
Before you pull the trigger, can I just ask why? Why do all of you people want to kill me?
Isn't it obvious? I'm a progressive, a liberal, a fighter for social justice. And you are a fascist who implemented a reign of terror. And while the effects of your policies devastated the world for decades, soon we will be able to take back the White House, and we will be able to use the government to force people to follow our great ideas.
You want to use government power to force your ideas on the populace.
Uh-huh.
Me too! That's fantastic!
What? No. Ugh. You and I have nothing in common. What I'm saying is there are people in our time with dangerous ideas, and we need to silence them.
Silencing those who disagree with you. I do that too! Oh, wunderbar! Oh, the Nazi movement will not die with me.
Don't give me that! I'm enlightened, and you're as bad as... Well, as Hitler. Listen. What I'm trying to say is we are very close to implementing a utopia, as long as we can get rid of some certain undesirable people groups.
Yes, like the Jews.
Yes, like the Jews. Oh.
So in the future.
No.
You also do not like the Jews?
Well, no. But we don't believe in segregating all the races like you do. I mean, except for like graduation ceremonies. And dorms. And hiring practices. Oh, and admissions policies. That sort of thing.
I, too, am a fan of the segregation. I'm sorry, I have to ask. Is this a real firearm or is this some kind of toy for kids?
It's a flare gun. I'm trying not to support America's toxic gun culture. I'm a firm believer in gun control.
Gun control! This was one of my ideas, too. And them from the undesirables. Yes, look here. Oh, and your shirt. This is an organization founded by Margaret Sanger. Yes?
Wait, you know about Margaret Sanger?
Jawohl, of course. Oh, she's such a lovely person.
No. She's a fighter for reproductive rights, for women's empowerment, and
the eradication of undesirable populations by means of eugenics. Brilliant lady, very inspiring. I must use some of her ideas in our socialized healthcare system.
Socialized healthcare? That's not your thing. That's our thing.
Oh, no, that's very much my thing. Did you know that Nazi means National Socialist German Workers Party? Nazi is just more catchy. Nazi, 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 Nazi. Rolls off the tongue.
No. This can't be true. This has to be some sort of mistake.
Uh-huh.
We are nothing alike. You're Adolf Hitler, evil right-wing fascist dictator, and I'm a feminist restorative justice advocate. And a vegetarian.
You're a vegetarian? Me too!
Okay, I am so confused right now. I came here with a clear goal in mind to kill the most evil man who I've ever lived. Besides Ronald Reagan. Now that I'm meeting you in person, you're not at all what I thought you were. And your painting is actually really good. What do you call it?
I call it Ein Reich ohne Juden.
An empire without Jews. Oof.
Wow. I don't know what that means, but it sounds beautiful.
It does, doesn't it?
Time travelers revealing. I think we've got a political party with a worldview problem. This is Wretched Radio.